You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior Leaving Cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hey, and welcome back to yet another Study Clicks podcast. I'm Emer, and I'm joined today by my sister,
Nessa.
Yes. We also both work for Study Clicks, as you know at this stage, if you listen to other podcasts. So today's wisdom is...
the exam survival guide.
Yeah, so it's... Okay, it sounds very like scary and, oh my God, survive? Am I not going to survive? Am I going to die when I do the exams? It's not meant to be like that. We're just... it's kind of our own funny little name because everyone talks about the exams as if they're this big, terrible thing that are so hard to overcome, which they're not. But... some little tips that will help you get over that little hump of those few days of exams.
That itsy bitsy hump.
It's a little tiny part of your life. So we have a few little tips that should make them a bit more
survivable.
Survivable, yes, and doable. So do listen to the end to hear all of...
heed our advice, yeah.
To hear everything we have to say. Obviously, we're not just talking out of our ears.
That makes sense.
But we've done this before. We've been through the exams. We've both done junior and leaving cert. We've both done well in the junior and leaving cert. So we're not just making stuff up. We're speaking from experience and we've done this all before. And these tips, we kind of practiced everything we're about to say and we know that it works and it helps.
That, yeah.
At least for us and hopefully for you as well. Yeah, let's get cracking.
Let's get into it. Tip number one, especially if you're listening to this and it's quite close to exams, I think it's important that you're looking after you first before you even get into studying.
Numero uno.
Numero uno. Look after number one. Are you eating well? Are you drinking well? Are you sleeping well?
Yeah, ask yourself those questions. And if you're not...
stop what you're doing. Just, yeah, kind of examine yourself. I know it's really easy, especially exams can be so stressful. And if you are one of those people who stress eats, or especially if you're losing a lot of sleep, you feel like you need to compensate that with 20 Red Bulls, stop. You're going to send your brain into overdrive and you're only going to make yourself feel more stressed. So you're going to, even if you feel like you don't have time, you have to, I'll start with sleeping, you have to sleep. Get your 7-8 hours sleep in every night. Especially if it's like the night before an exam and you feel like you need to pull an all-nighter, please don't. They're not a good idea. You're much better off going to sleep early and then getting up earlier in the morning. Your brain is refreshed. You're much more ready to... your brain's like more active and awake, and it's going to be... if you start studying in the morning, your brain's going to be better at absorbing the information than it would have been at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's completely...
yeah, go to sleep and get the right amount of sleep. It's so much more beneficial than spending another 4 hours trying to force the information to go into your brain.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but my brain literally just turns off after 10 o'clock at night. I cannot study. Once it gets past 10, I'm like, okay, go back. Yeah. Even if I want to. I think a lot of people would have this problem because even they would be the same as me in that their brain doesn't work after 10 o'clock either, but they force themselves to keep staring at a screen or at a piece of paper because they've convinced themselves, but I need to study this. I haven't done it and I need to do it now because if I don't do it... this is a really silly idea and impression to have because it's not going to help. You're not going to just magically be able to absorb the information if your brain is shut off. Even if you sit there staring at it, it's not going to make a difference. So it's actually way more beneficial to just accept the fact, okay, no, it's not going in right now. So I'm just going to have to do it in the morning.
Yeah, and sleepy time.
Yeah, sleepy time.
100%. Give me dreamy time.
So... yeah, I think an important thing is to try and train yourself to accept and realize when you're not going to get anything more done that night and just do...
let
go to bed
rest,
early.
Yeah.
Get a nice sleep. Have some nice dreams.
Hopefully not about the leaving cert.
Yeah.
Or the junior cert or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
First year exams. They're stressful. I get it. Don't let yourself stress.
Mm-hmm. And I think everyone has that dream about being late for the exam or failing all your exams. Everyone has those in the run-up to the exams
them.
And they're terrible.
They're the worst.
They're not. They're just dreams.
They're just
so
dreams.
Don't worry. I think, on the same lines of minding your body and minding your brain, the food that you eat is very underappreciated amongst students.
Underrated.
Yeah, underrated. And there are a lot of superfoods out there. Not to sound like the happy pair, but there are kind of foods that will enhance your brain and will help you learn better. Things with omega-3 in them, if you do home ec. Shout out to all my home ec gals and guys. You'll know that there are foods that are high in omega-3, like fish, salmon. They're going to help your brain development and help you get all that info into your noggin.
Yeah, brain foods, superfoods. Yeah,
I always eat a banana the morning of an exam because I heard that's good for your brain.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I always did well in exams, so I guess it's down to the bananas.
It's down to the bananas.
Believe it or not, dark chocolate is meant to be great for your brain. Obviously, in moderation. Yeah. Don't go stuffing your mouth with dark chocolate. But little bits here and there will help. Also, nuts and seeds are great.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of any of those, do a...
They're great for snacking as well. If you're studying and you need a little boost, just have nuts and seeds, dark chocolate.
Oh, a big one, which I can't stress enough, although I'm just kind of a bit obsessive with breakfast, but I absolutely love breakfast. And I can never understand when people skip breakfast because it's the most important meal of the day,
people. Do not skip breakfast. I know I had a friend who says like they just couldn't eat in the morning because it made them feel sick, but that was probably because they just never eaten in the morning and their body adapted to it. Please make yourself have a breakfast. It's so important.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe, I suppose, because you're like, sure, look, I'm fine without breakfast. But it will help you so much during the day if you have that bit of extra energy to concentrate in class, to focus on your work. It's just very, 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 very helpful. And it's tasty. Oh my God, if you had porridge in the morning, it's class.
All the best foods are breakfast foods.
Yeah, I honestly, if I could have one food for the rest of my life, I think it would be breakfast. I'm not saying that breakfast is a food, but...
I have one day where I just had cereal all day. I had it for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and I had no regrets. It was great.
Sounds dreamy. Yeah. But going out for breakfast is so nice. Oh my God, French toast, waffles. Obviously, these aren't
always so good when you're out.
Yeah. Don't be making French toast and waffles every morning, but... Breakfast. Our point is...
Eat a breakfast.
Go breakfast.
Very important. Mm. Along the lines of what you consume, you have to drink right. Stay hydrated. Water is the best thing you can drink. Again, what I said, kind of tying into the whole, if you're feeling like you're down on sleep or you need to re-energize, please stay away from the energizer drinks like Red Bull and Lucozade and all
Monster.
That. Monster. Stay away from all those. If you can, like, avoid them, basically. They're not great. They're really high on sugar. They kind of mess with your brain a little. Yeah, just don't load up on them. They're not a good idea.
Yeah, you'll become addicted and you'll become dependent on it. And then let's say it's a long day of exams and you don't have your energy drink, then your body will then be like, oh, okay, I need to shut down now. And then you'll suffer the consequences. So if you can wean yourself off and train your body to function properly without them, you'll be a lot better off. And there are some drinks that you can drink. Obviously, water is a big one, but green tea has a bunch of antioxidants and things in it, which are great for brain power.
I try to drink green tea. Green tea, I think, personally, it tastes awful, but I add honey. There's little things you can add to
honey
those,
is also good for
those
you.
Fancy teas. And honey is great for you. Nature's sweetener. So, yeah, don't diss green tea. You can make it better. Moving away from, okay, now you've taken all that on board and your body's a temple. You were just a Greek god or goddess.
Mm-hmm.
How to deal with stress. So obviously, especially if you're listening to this the night before an exam, stress levels will be at an all-time high. And it's important that you don't ignore it. You have to recognize it and you have to take control. I think stress is what happens when you feel out of control. So you need to, I think one of the first things you should do is just write everything down. Write down what's making you stressed and just take it from there.
Yeah, completely. And... because also it comes from the satisfaction of having a to-do list and ticking everything off the to-do list.
I do love a good to-do
list.
So
if you can write down everything that's making you stressed and then try to tackle it one by one, it mightn't work completely, but you can, if you can tick everything off the list, then at the end of the list, I have nothing to be stressed about.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of just about how you tackle each of those things. So let's say one thing is... well, I feel unprepared for my French exam tomorrow. So what are you going to do about it? Well, obviously, you're going to study. Maybe you don't have time to study everything, but...
hey, you're not going to... like, that's one thing about leaving cert. There's so much in it. And you feel like, how could I possibly study everything? Especially when it's in a three-week period, however long it may be. You're going to have to prioritize. If you're at that late stage, you have to accept that you won't be able to go over everything. Look at the most important things. If you stress over the little things, then the little things become the big things. So absolutely prioritize.
I think another thing that stress has become a lot more prevalent, I think, in recent years than it used to be. I think people used to hate the Leaving Cert, but they didn't really get the same level of stress as students seem to be getting today.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a shame because there is honestly no need to stress Sweet. Over the Leaving Cert. Not to sound very like condescending and, oh.
I've done it, so I don't need to worry.
Yeah, we're not trying to be like that, but it's just to honestly tell you from a position of experience and a position of being kind of a few years afterwards, there are a lot of more things that can be, not to scare you obviously about things in the future, but there are a lot more things that could potentially cause stress than the Leaving Cert. Yeah. Just rationalize it. The Leaving Cert are a few exams.
That's all they are at the end of the day.
They're not the end of the world. And I know the sentence we say at every single podcast, but it's so true. They're just not the end of the world. And there are so many more important things in your life that you will experience, and you will get over them, even if you don't do as well as you thought you will, as you thought you would. There are options, there are ways around it. You can repeat, you can do a PSC, you can do another course. I know so many people that didn't get the points they wanted. They ended up doing their second course, and then they love it.
Yeah, they've actually preferred it that way. They actually had a much better time, so yeah.
Yeah.
Life. What's for you won't pass you, isn't that it? Yeah, yeah. So
just remember, hey, I'm 15, 16, 17, 18. Why am I stressed? I'm in the prime of my life. There's no need to be stressed. Just go out and then, okay, don't enjoy the exams unless you really want to, but do your best and don't freak out about it. At the end of the day, say, look, I'm not going to stress myself out about this because I care more about my well-being right now. And okay, the exams are annoying, but I'm not going to stress myself out and wear out my brain because I can. And there again, we don't try to be mental health experts here, and if you're very, very stressed and you get maybe anxiety attacks or panic attacks, if you feel really, really down, these tips that we're giving probably aren't going to help. So it's really important that you talk to someone, a parent, family member, or a friend, maybe a teacher, someone you're close with. Do go find help with them because it's really, really important. But if you're lucky enough not to be one of those people and you're just maybe a teeny bit stressed, then there are a few tips, a few small things.
Anything, small little stress relievers. A big one is exercise. It's a big, the release of happy endorphins will combat the effect that stress has on your brain. So even, especially if it's the height of exams, I remember I just felt like I was school, study, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or school, study, eat, sleep. Like I had no time to exercise. Just even getting outside for 10 minutes, fresh air, you know. Clear the brain, get the heart rate up. It will do you the world of good, even if it's just the smallest little thing. Just give yourself a break.
You have the 10 minutes to spare.
You do. You have them. Use them.
Yeah.
And they'll only be more beneficial to you in the long run because it will kickstart your brain. It will start, if you're there studying for hours on end and nothing's going in, you're going to need to, that's your brain telling you to give me a break. You need to do something. So you can, in that situation, you do have those 10 minutes, so use them, or 15 or 20, you know, get exercise. Even if it's just like going outside and like, you know, doing laps around your house, do it. Yeah,
completely. And if it's raining, anything, bring an umbrella. there are endless possibilities.
Do some burpees in the kitchen.
Yeah. I think one that I use, and one that a lot of people would dismiss quite quickly because they think, oh, it's too airy-fairy or
hippie-ish.
Yeah, is sort of breathing exercises or meditation or yoga.
Don't dismiss
those three are actually amazing. They're so good for your mind and for your body as well. And they're not ones that you'll just, okay, use for the Leaving Cert and then never use again. Because if you start it now, you can use it all the time throughout your whole life. Anytime you get into a situation where you're a little stressed, where you're a little overwhelmed, practicing breathing, practicing meditation, if you just shut everything off for 5 minutes and close your eyes and try to void your mind of all of those thoughts, it can be so helpful. It'll refresh you and you'll be able to start again. And
I wouldn't even like say I'm like a massive yogi, I'm not that flexible, but I will recommend one of my favorite YouTube channels is Yoga with Adrienne. Go on to her channel, go on to playlist, and she has a yoga routine. Not even yoga, just like lots of meditations, any little kind of sequences that you can do. Find one that suits you. I just think it really does make you feel better.
Yeah.
It improves your attitude, stretching out your body, breathing right. It's so underrated. It would really, I do believe it's a great stress reliever.
Because it's something, if you follow those kind of, those YouTube videos and stuff, they're all about reminding you about, again, and it mightn't be for everyone, it's all about reminding you how you should be grateful for, you know, having this body that worked, and
really zooming out and looking at it, like the big picture. That,
it's so helpful then, because if you get kind of stressed in the moment and you're like, wait, no, remember what yoga lady said. This is so such an insignificant part of my life, and I'm just gonna do it and be done with it, and it's not the end of the world, and there are more important things out there. And I think yoga is good for reminding you of that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, I think, I don't use it myself, but Headspace is one that a lot of people use in terms of just meditating. Having a guy with a really good calming voice talk in your head and telling you to breathe and just zone out. And I feel like I always dismissed meditating because my mind always goes a mile a minute, and I thought it was always about clearing your thoughts. I'm like, I can't do that. I can't clear my thoughts. But it's not about that. It's more about just like thinking about thinking, and just it gets you taking some time for yourself to just be with you and your body, and to not think about anything, or to think about what's stressing you and then just acknowledge it. It sounds so basic, but it is so helpful, and I think if you haven't tried it, you should at least give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, you try it and it doesn't work for you and you don't do it again, but at least you can say that you tried it.
Yeah, don't rule it out is all we're saying.
Yeah. One point that I really want to stress to people, everyone listening to this, is something that, and maybe not for everyone, but for a lot of you, I would guess, one thing that is causing stress is social media.
Oh, yeah.
You don't realize it when you're in it, and you might find that it's a nice break, or you treat yourself to 15 minutes on social media once you've done an hour of study or whatever it might be. But for me personally, I just found it so stressful, so bad for my mental health, so bad for just how I felt. Anytime I went on it, it just made me feel worse. Yeah. Because either A, you're looking at other people and they might have put up a story of them studying, and you're like, oh, they're studying, they're doing so much more than me, I feel bad. Or else you see people having a good time, and then you're like, oh, I feel so bad, they're having a good time and I'm not having a good time. And I personally just didn't see any positive aspect coming from it, other than maybe looking at study social media pages like Study Clicks or nice. Other things that were offering tips, obviously. But I think kind of the general social media of just looking at, because social media in its essence is just, it's quite fake, and it's people putting up a projected version of themselves and that they mightn't be in real life. And constantly seeing this is just only going to sort of make you feel worse about yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think especially, I mean, I'm not telling you to use it or not to use it, but I found personally, once I did give it up, it made such a difference. So even if it's just for the exam period or for during the week, maybe use it on weekends, I would recommend just giving it a go, at least trying to cut it out for, even if it's a day, just try to cut it out for a small period of time and see if it makes you feel any better. Because if nothing else, it's a massive distraction.
Yeah,
you're going to lose a lot of study time by getting sucked into Instagram and constantly snapping people and things like that. So for me, that's a big one, to try and get rid of social media.
There's a few apps that can help you with that, like detox apps. If you have an iPhone, they have a feature where you can actually have a look at, it will register all the time that you spent on different apps. So you can see like, oh my God, I spent 3 hours on Facebook yesterday, or I spent 3 hours on Snapchat. And you just think about, oh my God, those 3 hours and something else I could have been doing with them. So if you download different detox apps, they're out there. It actually locks you out, because I feel, if you're anything like me, I just unconsciously just tap into different apps and I just be there on my phone going from one to the other, and I'm not making the conscious decision to get into Twitter or get into Snapchat or get into Instagram. My brain is just doing it and scrolling mindlessly for me. Like, we've become zombies a little bit. So I think just even becoming aware of it and kind of registering and acknowledging your activity on social media, and then thinking about if you want to cut down or if you want to cut it out completely. Like I said, there's apps to help you do that, so you should definitely check them out.
Mm-hmm. I think finally, one of my tips for after the exam to keep yourself sane is to not overanalyze it with your friends, because everyone falls victim to this, that you want to talk about, oh, what did you get for question six? Oh, did you get this? Oh, no, I said this and you said this, and oh, God, I was wrong.
It's awful. I loved doing it, but it was awful.
It's really not a good idea. It's try to be the person that says, look, lads, it's over. Let's not worry about ourselves. We can't go back and do it again. So what's the point in overanalyzing it?
The examiner has those papers now. There's nothing we can do.
Do yourself a favor and just forget about it. Focus on the next one, if you have a next one, and make that your priority.
Yeah. I remember I loved doing that for subjects that I knew I got on well with, but I hated it for maths. Like, maths was my real weak subject, and having people going, oh, I got 78 for question 3, and they're like, yeah, 78 as well, I got 2, and I was like, oh my god, I got minus 473. Like,
yeah,
if you don't like it for one subject, then don't do it for another, basically. Don't do it for any. Just avoid it. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
So I suppose, just to quickly summarize everything, it's all about minding your body. So eating right,
sleeping well,
exercising if you can,
get those muscles moving, get those endorphins flowing.
Yeah, exactly. And second of all, mind your stress. Do anything you can to alleviate that stress, and talk to people if you're feeling down, if you're feeling overwhelmed. Talk to people. There's no point
bottling it up
and keeping it to yourself. And finally, yeah, just as we said, don't overanalyze anything. Yeah. Don't focus too hard on anything bad that happened. Just always focus on the next step and the next exam, and just put all your energy into that one. And finally, just do your best.
You got this.
You can absolutely do it.
We've done it.
Everyone else has done it. You will do it. It's completely fine. Don't let it get the best of you. You are worth so much more. There is so much more amazing thing that will happen in your life. So just look forward to that. And yeah, get it out of the way as soon as possible. And look forward to the summer.
Big summer blowout.
So I think that's all we have to say at the moment. As usual, you can find us on our social media, even though I just said not to use social media, but use social media if you're looking at study clips.
So we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can search for study clicks on all of those. And if you want to add us on Snapchat, just type in study_clicks and then add us from there. That's who we are on Snapchat. We have a nice, good, healthy mixture of funny stuff versus exam tips. So you should definitely check us out. And of course, if you have any questions or anything, or any suggestions for the podcast, you can message on any one of those. Send a tweet, send a direct message on Instagram. I'll be there. So definitely send us a little note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are always looking for ideas for new podcasts, or even if you just have something that you want myself or Nessa's opinion on, anything that we did, we're always happy to share our experiences. So you can also email us at info@studyclicks.ie, or you can message us via the website if you have a user or if you have an account there. So we're always delighted to hear what you have to say. Yeah. We would also absolutely love it if you could give us 5 stars.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please do rate and review.
Do rate us and subscribe us so you can stay updated. You'll get notifications then whenever we upload a new one, so you can stay on top of everything. And yeah.
That's it. For another podcast.
Yeah.
Until the next one.
Bye.
Best of luck.